Howdy neighbors, Ron Hayes. Beef Buzzing with you today with Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation in just a moment.
Fall run has started, cattle are moving, and now's the time to finish the year with strong profits. We know bovine respiratory disease, or BRD, can be a really big problem, especially with bad weather. And while you can't control the weather, you can control the impact BRD has on your wallet. Only Draxxin offers a 14-day duration of efficacy, giving you the best chance to optimize your return on investment. And in clinical studies, Draxxin has been shown to be more effective than Mycotyl or Nuflor for control of BRD in cattle at high risk of developing BRD, and more effective than Baytril, Mycotyl, or Nuflor for the first treatment of BRD. Talk to your veterinarian or Pfizer Animal Health sales representative and ask about Draxxin today. Do not use Draxxin, tulathromycin, injectable solution in calves to be processed for veal. A pre-slaughter withdrawal time has not been determined for pre-ruminating calves. Effects on reproductive performance, pregnancy, and lactation have not been determined. Draxxin has a pre-slaughter withdrawal time of 18 days.
The President of the United States, Barack Obama, making a four-nation swing through Asia starting Sunday. He'll start in India, move on to Indonesia, then South Korea and Japan. For the U.S. meat industry, Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation says the key stop may well be in Korea.
The Korean FTA is looming as the most largest or the most important aspect, I think, in our opinion, of this trip. So much of what we're doing in our negotiations with Japan, our negotiations with Korea, or our negotiations with China and other countries, it's hinged to some degree on the model that has been known as the Korean model as far as these negotiations. So I think that number one is we're hoping that this trip will be eminently successful. We're looking for, the conclusion and the ratification, hopefully next year, of the FTA with Korea. Because what it does, Korea, for example, on the beef side, has a 40% duty. And when you consider that a country that's now a net importer of product, that's basically a 40% tariff that you have on your consumers when it comes to buying this product. And so we think there's tremendous consumer benefit in Korea if that duty can be lowered, because they're going to be able to access our products at a much more affordable price, and which will accelerate the purchase of those products. And then, of course, we'll have tremendous benefit backwards to the United States. It's been estimated that the Korean FTA alone could account for $80 billion in additional new trade. So this is very important at this point in time to our economy. And also, this is it very much addresses the President's National Export Initiative. So we see the Korean model, the Korean market, the Korean FTA as being extremely important as far as the U.S. agriculture is concerned, and as far as the interests of the whole U.S.
Phil Tsang of the U.S. Meat Export Federation visiting with reporters from Dallas, where the USMEF holding their strategic conference this fall, talking about not just the Asian markets, but all markets for U.S. beef and for pork. In the case of the Korean Free Trade Agreement, the competitive element can't be ignored either, as, of course, the Australians very close to getting their own Korean FTA done and in place. If they get ahead of the United States by a year or more, then suddenly they would have an advantage over an extended period as those tariffs fall. Australian beef would always be just a little bit cheaper than U.S. beef. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
This Saturday, November 6th at 11 a.m., Coal Sand Creek Ranch, Okemah, Oklahoma, is conducting its first annual Sim Angus Seed Stock Production Cattle Sale. They're offering 33 18-month-old half-Simmental, half-Angus bulls and 26 bred heifers. These cattle represent the top breed API and TI production genetics for the commercial beef producer. The sale is at the ranch, I-40, exit 212, quarter mile north and 2 miles east. Call 817-301-7149 to get a catalog or answer questions. The Coal Sand Creek Production Sale in Okemah this Saturday.
That's your Beef Buzz. Have yourself a great day, everybody. I'm Ron Hayes on the Radio Oklahoma Network.